Echa atzta be'apcha. Rav Soloveitchik mentions that the word Echa really should be an illegitimate question. It is not acceptable for human beings to question God's ways, judgments, and decisions. Normally, our response to tragedy is to accept the will of Hashem by saying Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, blessed be the true judge. This echoes the statement in the ninth parak of Masechet Brachot, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Hara'ah, Kishem Shemavarech Al Hatova. A person is required to bless God for evil things, just as he must bless God for good things. Tisha B'Av, however, is an exception. Just as we can only do other questionable things after our great predecessors have created a precedent, such as our ability to praise God at all, comes only because Moshe Rabbeinu himself described God with the words Hagadol HaGibor V'Hanora, so too, here we rely on the precedent of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who asked Echa when he composed Megillat Echa. Because the tragedy was so great and the mourning so unprecedented, he was granted permission to ask that which would otherwise be an illegitimate question. And we use his precedent to ask the same unanswerable questions today. The Kina asks how Hashem could reject us so completely, allowing the enemy to do as he pleases, without Hashem remembering the great moments of closeness we once had with him in the past. Each stanza of the Kina is structured in the following manner. First, a question of Echa, asking how God could reject us. Then describing the rejection more specifically by mentioning that our wicked oppressors had complete control over us. This is followed by the cry that Hashem ignored moments of closeness between us and him, which should have protected us. Each stanza then concludes with the prayer that Hashem pay attention again and see what has happened to us. Thus, we have four levels. First, a question of how Hashem could reject us so. Second, evil enemies having control over us. Third, this being contrasted with the great things Hashem once did for us. And fourth, a prayer that he remember us again. The main point to emphasize here is that our closeness to God is absolutely unprecedented. The miracles Hashem performed on our behalf demonstrate that we have an extraordinary relationship with God. As the Midrash states, Yonati Tamati, my dove, my pure one, should be read as Yonati Ta'omati, my dove, my twin. God, so to speak, does not see himself as greater than us, but rather as our twin, our friend, our spouse. And now, all that apparently is gone. Our relationship, this spousal relationship, is totally ruined. We can only beg that he take us back again by asking him to see what has become of us.